Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
My friends, I have to tell you, as I've been thinking about how I want to approach today and all that's going on out there, you know, when I started this program, it's now been 10 years. We celebrated our 10th anniversary here 10 days ago, August 10th, 2015, when we started this program in the bedroom closet. When I started this program 10 years ago, I think politics was still at the core what a program like this, what our program was about. But as things have changed, especially almost remarkably consistent with the starting of this program, the timeline for how things have changed and evolved within this nation, I want to tell you that much. I'm not going to go as far to say all. But much of what we talk about on this program isn't even politics anymore. That what has happened and the things that the radical left, the godless radical left, are now defending, now openly defending and endorsing. These we're dealing, hear me out. I don't want to be the guy, and there are some people out there who say this. I don't think we're quite there, although we're headed there. But the godless radical left, if they're running the Democrat Party, this is no longer about politics. This is really, this is about good and evil. And I'm not here to say that all Republicans are the pure embodiment of good. I don't want to be misunderstood because people, that's just not the way that it works. But the ideas that we are battling about, the things that we're fighting about today are, I think, leaning stronger, more strongly towards a fight between good and evil, right and wrong. And that is a shift. That is a shift. I've resisted feeling this way. I have. There's been times that I have, and I see that more and more that this is where it's going. Now, I want to be clear to say, and I'll go through this in more detail here, that I am talking about the people who are leading the party. I still think there's a ton of people. There's a lot of people out there who have been deceived, who have been stirred into a frenzy. These are the rank and file Democrats. Some of them, unfortunately, are low information voters. Some of these folks haven't taken the time to really think about what's being said, what's being done, what's being promoted by the Democrat Party. I get that. But there are a lot of people who have decided to openly embrace some things that are completely evil in some cases. I mean, to be able, I'm going to say this, and I know that I'm about to upset some people who agree with me on other issues, but to support abortion, knowing what we know about that, is, I do not qualify this. It is abject evil. My friends, it is not what the left has told you it's about woman's right to choose and all this sort of stuff. It is about terminating the life of a human being in his or her most vulnerable state and condition. That is what it is. And in the vast majority of cases, well into the 90%, these individuals have had their lives terminated. They've had their lives terminated so that the people responsible for creating them can try to avoid the consequences of sexual pleasure. And that's horrific. That is evil. That is reprehensible. That's just one example. I could say the same about the trans agenda, the LGBTQIAA plus agenda, all these things. There's a lot of this. They're now, it is remarkable to me. In fact, yesterday I saw a social media post from someone who's a Democrat trying to use biblical scripture to explain why she's a Democrat. And I went through and I read all the scriptures because this is the sort of thing that I do. I'm starting with the fact that, or with the idea that she, the person who posted this, is who she says she is. She's a follower of Jesus and someone who wants to follow the words of God in the scripture. And again, hear me say this. I am not to the point, I've never quite been there to say that you have to, some people would say you can't be Democrat and Christian. I'm not going to say that. I think there's a whole lot of things you have to explain, especially as this party has begun to embrace more and more wicked sorts of things. And even, and I say this because as I've prepared the show this morning and I was looking at stories, I was looking at headlines, I'm looking at how it's just incredible. I got a headline here. Bank executives blow the whistle on how Obama-Biden administrations pressured them to debank conservatives. I've got plenty of stories on things like defending illegal immigration as though, in some cases, the individual who was posting reasons why she's a Christian and a Democrat. She's apparently suggesting that ICE raids are unbiblical. I don't understand any of this. I don't know if these folks truly believe these things. There's an old saying that you've heard me say on this program, the mind will justify what the heart desires. I don't know if that's a part of it. I try to be fair here because what's most important to me is that people... Believe it or not, politics is even second here. The most important thing, in my estimation, are that people come to a knowledge of who God, the God of the Bible, is through his son Jesus and have a relationship with him. I certainly care about politics too, and I think that if people are truly those who are born again, they'll want to embrace things that are good. They'll respect things like freedom, which we've been created to have and to enjoy this side of heaven. I think that those things begin to make themselves known in the world of politics too, just like they did when Christians in this country stood up to stop the atrocity of slavery. So and other people too, but I mean, look, to ignore, to deny that people who were convicted Christians had things to do with some of the greatest revolutions, if you will, changes to our society, the Great Awakenings and so forth, obviously. That's living a little bit with our heads in the sand. But as I look at these headlines and I think about what's at stake here, and I look at really what each side is standing upon, the things that they're pushing and defending, I just can't help but think, this is becoming clearer and clearer to me that this is a battle between right and wrong and good and evil at its core. So I want to talk more about that today, talk about some examples. Friends, maybe you've reached that stage where managing your money feels like juggling more than just the numbers. You've got tax planning, estate work, investment choices, and a whole lot more. That's when Family Office Services can really make a difference. Full Suite Wealth brings all those pieces together into one cohesive strategy. Their family office services gives you access to a coordinated team with advanced options strategies, private equity, private credit, and legal expertise, all under one roof. It's about simplifying your financial life, planning for the future, making sure your legacy, that's right, your legacy, stays strong for generations to come. If you're ready for that next level of support, I encourage you to check out FullSuiteWealth.com. That's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. So let us now continue this conversation. There's a story that I talked about yesterday in the our Todd Talk. This is a daily 60-second feature that goes out to radio stations, and we're changing some ways that we produce this and share this, but eventually it'll be a video as well. Right now it's just an audio production. But in the you may have, if you heard that, or even if you didn't, you may have seen this headline. In brutal self-owned, Gavin Newsom's team tries to blame Trump, but admits that California broke its own law by giving illegal alien who killed three in a semi-truck a driver's license. So in other words, here's what happened. So in 2018, allegedly here, an individual by the name of Harjinder Singh, he was is believed to have entered this country illegally, crossed the border illegally, 2018. Now, you might want to note in your mind who was president in 2018, Donald Trump. Okay, just put that aside because it's going to come back here in a moment. So Harjinder Singh crosses into the country illegally, moves to California, somehow gets a, I guess, I don't know if he got a driver's license first or just a CDL, a commercial driver's license. By the way, this is the type of license that allows you to drive things like a school bus. Well, I don't know what his classification is, but I know my dad had to have a CDL. When he retired, he drove a school bus for, I want to say, 15 years maybe. But you have to have a CDL to drive that, to drive, a semi truck, a big rig, whatever you call it, you know, an 18 wheeler. And so he gets one of these in California. And so he's driving a truck in Florida. Now this is all illegal. It's illegal to be here without the permission of the United States government. It's illegal to have a driver, specifically a commercial driver's license. If you're here, you can't prove you're a citizen of this country. So it doesn't matter. This, by the way, is for the people who's just are of the opinion that we just make laws to change everything we don't like. You have to have enforcement of the laws. Enforcement turns out to be pretty important because, again, we had, for example, a completely disinterested administration from 2020 until 2024, basically just having a wide open border and not trying to stop a single soul from coming across the border illegally for reasons that include a lot of things, but include the hopes of being able to change demographics for political purposes, to hopefully get more people to vote for their party. It's all political, my friends. But so this is what happens. And this individual, Harjinder Singh, is in Florida. He makes an illegal U-turn on the roadways. When he does so, he has an accident, is engaged in an accident with another vehicle. That vehicle that he had an accident with, there are three people in that car, American citizens who are no longer, they lost their lives. They lost their lives. They died when he made the illegal turn. Now, as the article points out, which I'm looking at the Gateway Pundit here if I didn't say that, the animal, this writes, showed zero emotion after he exited the 18-wheeler and examined what was left of his vehicle, a pile of mangled metal and three dead bodies. And so the White House, their one of the X accounts there, Rapid Response 47, tweets this out. I think this is on X. Says this: this individual is an illegal immigrant who was granted a commercial driver's license by the state, or as I prefer to say, the People's Republic of California, and now three innocent people are dead. He has been arrested for vehicular homicide, and an ICE detainer has been issued. So, then, because there's this battle, right, between the left and the right, there's this battle specifically between the People's Republic of California, run by leftist lunatics, and the federal government under the control and leadership of one President Donald Trump. And you've got Gavin Newsom, who is trying to take on Trump. He's trying to do a lot of things here, but one of the things he's trying to do is position himself to be the party's nominee. Make no mistake about this. He is starting an early political campaign here to try to become the Democrat Party's front runner to be their nominee for president of the United States. And so his office, Governor Newsom's press office, goes to X, and they tweet out a graphic, or post a graphic, however you say this. It's got a timeline. It says 2018, which of course you'll remember is the year that I told you Harjinder Singh was alleged to have illegally come into this country. It's got a picture of Trump looking as stupid as they can possibly make him look. And it says, Singh enters the U.S. under the Trump presidency, according to reports. And it says, yikes, in the corner. So this timeline goes across the top. You pass 2019. They put a little arrow and say, Governor Newsom takes office in 2019. So Singh's already been here a year. Then they put a box up here. It's in yellow. Big old bold box with red, that's mostly black, but there's some red font to really catch your eye. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, when I worked at an advertising agency, I believe yellow and red might be the color combinations that are most noticeable to the human eye. So some people do this, yellow and red on graphics or maybe even billboards in some instances. It's hard not to see. So it says fact. Consistent with federal law, it's California law that you must have lawful presence, i.e. legal immigration status, in the U.S. to obtain a commercial driver's license or commercial learner's permit. And that puts the source down here, California Code of Regulations, title, whatever this says, 13. Then it says in a gray box under that, in this graphic that they post. Now, they posted this in response to Trump's team talking about this illegal alien who had the accident, who has been arrested for vehicular homicide, Harjinder Singh. They said that he got his license, his CDL, in the state of California. Then it says in a gray box under this, research also consistently shows that issuing driver's licenses for undocumented people improve public safety. Now, first of all, Trump's team responds to that, and they say, we appreciate Newsom's office admitting California ignored their own law when they gave this criminal illegal alien scumbag, criminal illegal immigrant scumbag, a CDL. And again, they highlight in the story where it says the defendant then obtained a commercial driver's license in the state of California. So California, Newsom's office in particular, thinks that they have Trump to targeted as the one to blame here by pointing out that Singh entered the country illegally under Trump's watch, under Trump's administration. Now, it's remarkable to me how people think about this. Now, the left doesn't act as the, I mean, there are so many people who have entered this country illegally and done horrific things because of the situation along the southern border, how that border had been ignored or not president's not doing what needed to be done to stop illegal border crossings there. If you look at a timeline and you look at the points in history where more efforts were made to securing the border, it would have been during both of Trump's terms. I will say that he has gotten even more serious this time, but to suggest that someone who came across illegally was able to do so because Trump was ignoring his responsibilities to secure the border is not accurate. You want to compare that to what Biden did. Remember, one of the first things Biden did when he took office, and this is where, listen, this is right and wrong now. The job of the executive is to enforce the law. His job is not to create the law. I'm not even a huge fan of when they say we're not going to enforce the law. I get you can't make every law a priority. I understand that. We've got so many laws in this country. It's insane. But to pretend like you're going to suddenly just not enforce a law and that that's somehow legitimate, that's even questionable to me. But that's effectively what the Biden administration did. They've stripped any ability for border security to actually be something that could be achieved in the previous administration. One of the first things Biden did was basically undo all of the executive orders that Trump had put into place to make the border stronger. You remember this. I remember talking about this. They basically did everything they could to undo what Trump had done, and we all reaped the negative consequences of that. That's a direct cause and effect because you saw illegal border crossings skyrocket. Likewise, Trump's been in office now for whatever it is, 7 months, and the southern border is effectively not completely secure. Listen, that's the point from the beginning. I've said this before. I don't know if it's ever possible to have zero illegal border crossings, which that's the direction you want to move. Someone always can slip by the defenses or something like that. But to have it where huge numbers of people are coming to this country that we could see and watch them and track them coming weeks in advance. We could see the, what were they calling those? Migrant, just big groups of people. There was a term that they had used. But to watch these groups of people head this direction and do literally nothing about it. Mexico would do nothing and just let them waltz right through, straight across the southern border, causing havoc for our country. They don't act as though that's a problem at all. Enforcing the law is a good thing. If you don't like the law, then you should change the law. But no one's tried to change any law. They just simply have been turning a blind eye to what was happening along the southern border, until Trump came along. That is not good. No matter if you like the law or not, that's not an admirable thing. That is not good for that to happen. This is lawlessness. This is not good, my friends. This is one example of good versus evil when it comes to this. You can disagree on what the law should be, but enforcing the law and having a lawless administration like we had with Biden is not good nor acceptable, my friends. So I'm out of time here, the first segment. I want to continue to talk about some of these things that I think line up to show that this is no longer about just simple politics. There's something much deeper going on here. I've got to take a break, my friends. Sit tight. You're listening to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars, and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds.
You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Welcome back, my friends. Unfortunately, much of what we are dealing with in this country today is not simply about politics. It is a fight between right and wrong, good and evil in many instances, the left being brasher and bolder, I guess, by the day, embracing lawlessness, embracing and supporting absolutely evil practices by endorsing abortion. I make no apologies about it. I will say this, I do this when I talk about abortion, and I feel it's important to do this. If you've had an abortion, if you know someone that has had an abortion, this is not about heaping insult, pouring salt into the wound, because I actually know that people who have had abortions are struggling with guilt. Unless, of course, they're just absolute maniacs and are out there on the stage at abortion rallies cheering for how many abortions that they have had as though it's some sort of badge of honor. I know that this is something that women struggle with, and understandably so. And I just always make it a point. There used to be a group that met at our church. I don't know what it was called, but it was a group of women who met together to provide support and to help each other from a biblical perspective to heal from the wounds that they were dealing with because of their choice in the past to abort their children. And so if you are in that in that particular situation, if you've had an abortion, I promise you I'm not here to pour salt in the wound. I am, however, here to speak truth, and abortion is wrong. That was wrong. That was something that is very bad and a choice that ended in the death of an unborn child. Fortunately, that is something that the God of this universe is here to forgive you of. If you bring this to him, if you repent of this evil, he's here to help you through those difficult times. And so that's something I want you to know. But I'll say that at the same time saying we cannot allow this sort of thing to happen in a civilized society. We can't pretend like this is some sort of a good scenario and good situation, because it is absolutely, positively, just simply not the case. Now, what else is out there? Well, we've got, as we've talked about over the past few days, we've got Trump trying to negotiate the end of a war between Russia and Ukraine. Now, it should be noted that Trump didn't start this war. Trump never wanted this war. Trump has condemned this war. Trump has been consistent that the United States military, we would do everything we can to prevent the United States from being in war. Trump didn't start any new wars. Trump wants to see there to be peace on this planet. And listen, I understand that in this world, it's a whole lot more complicated than that, because there are people who are hell-bent on being evil, oppressing people, using violence to achieve their desired ends and so forth. And sometimes it is absolutely necessary to, in order to stop the evil folks from using violence, to stand up and to respond in kind with violence to stop them. But this is not the United States war. And as I talked about yesterday, Marco Rubio pointed this out to Margaret Brennan over the weekend on her program. Unless you're forcing the other side to surrender because you have defeated them militarily, you've entered into what's called a negotiation. You're trying to end the battle. There's a surrender which comes at the end of a military victory, which neither Russia nor Ukraine is close to achieving. And so the only other kind of conversations that happen to end a war that do not end with surrender by, well, from the case, from the perspective of the victors, by forcing your opponents to surrender, by defeating them, like we would have defeated Hitler or the Japanese or whoever else, that's called surrender. That's not what we have here. And if it's not a surrender, it's a negotiation. And if there's a negotiation, that means both sides are going to have to make concessions. It's just the way that it is. Unless someone like the United States is willing to step in, which I'm not calling for. I'm just saying these are the options. If you don't like what can be negotiated, you can force the other side, one of the sides, into surrender, which means military conflict and war and all sorts of things. And so that's not the direction this is headed, thankfully. And so negotiations arise. And so in order for negotiations to actually be successful, both sides have to get enough of what they want, and both sides have to be willing to concede some things to the other side in order to get a desired outcome. Now, this is good that we are on this path. Now, I'm also under no illusion, and Marco Rubio talked about this, you have to have the negotiation, you have to have ways to measure what you're agreeing to, and then on top of that, there has to be enforcement. There has to be a mechanism that says, if this doesn't happen, here's what we are going to do, this is what's going to happen, whatever that might look like. And so the left is upset about this because Trump, see, it's again, I will say this, it is not a good thing. It is not admirable. It's not admirable. It's not a good thing to be cheering for the political demise of your country or for the continuation of war because you're afraid of who might get credit for ending said war. That is not a good thing. I would go as far to say that it is evil to put your own reputation and your political interests ahead of an actual ending of war, the end of death and destruction. That is something that is absolutely reprehensible to me. And listen, I'm not under any delusion here. Certainly people on both sides can engage in this sort of politics. But this is not political. Again, as I said before, as I said yesterday, politics used to end at the water's edge. They're not doing that today, my friends. So, getting to the end here of this segment. Before I get to the end, and we're not quite there, I want to set up what we're going to get to in the final segment, or continue this conversation, rather. But let's face it, there are a lot of companies out there that do not share our Christian values. The good news is that we don't have to invest in them. At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They'll screen out companies that go against your faith and your values, and they'll help create a plan that's tailored to your goals. And on top of that, they'll handle all the heavy lifting so that you can focus on what really matters. So, do you want to see what your current investments are supporting? If you want to take a look at whether or not your current investments or to what degree your current investments align with your values, all you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd. That's 48financial.com/Todd. You can take an assessment. It's quick. It's painless. I did it. You can do it as well. And you can see from that assessment where your current investments, what they're supporting. Do they align with your faith and your values? 48 Financial, because your values matter, and so does your money. All right. Now, off the top, you would have heard me say, and we've been talking about this today, that we are in a place now where we are beyond politics in this country. Not 100%, but my oh my. There's a lot of things that are much bigger than politics today. We've talked about a couple of examples here. I want to briefly touch on this one. I don't know if I can, I won't be able to get through. I'll have to touch on this on the other side of the break too. But here's a headline that's going to get some negative publicity for Trump and for the administration. Tulsi Gabbard removes clearances, security clearances, from 37 officials at Trump's direction over politicizing intelligence. Former Obama administration DNI James Clapper, among intelligence officials accused of politicizing assessments. So now we're at this point where we're looking at, you know, it's a narrative. It's what do you want to believe? What do you think is true? But I think we should all agree that it is true. That is not politics. It is not politics to use the power of the executive branch to politically harm your adversaries and opponents. Now, some will say that Trump is doing this. Certainly seems to me, based upon what I've seen, what I've read, what we've talked about on this program for the past 10 years now, given all of the weaponization of intelligence that I've seen with my own eyes that we've talked about on this program, it seems to me that the people that are now being held to account are the ones to blame, and that is not a legitimate role of politics. That is an abuse of power. It is something that is not acceptable or good. It is, in fact, an evil thing to do. But I've got to take a break. Continue on the other side of the break, my friends. Sit tight. Listen to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff. Back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. I want to remind you about Freedom Marketplace. If you've not heard about this, if you're new to the program, but we here at the Todd Huff Show have started an online conservative business directory called Freedom Marketplace. Freedom Marketplace is where you can go to find businesses that you can do business with, that you can buy services and products from, that are pushing in the same direction you are. How many times have we found that some of these, especially some of these big corporations, are taking the profits from things that they sell to people like us and then using those things to support leftist candidates and leftist causes? Candidly, when you look at domestic problems that we have, the single greatest domestic threat we have is the insane, godless radical left getting political traction. They are a danger and a threat to, well, reasonable people and liberty and prosperity, my friends. They should not be allowed anywhere near any political power, be that in Washington, D.C. I'm not saying by law, but by our votes. We should sniff these folks out from a mile away and prevent them from getting power, political power, and rising to political office, and of course, then legislating or governing through the distorted, morally bankrupt worldview of the godless radical left. And that often can be fueled by businesses, again, that we're buying from. That's why we have Freedom Marketplace. You can go and you can find businesses, products, services that do not support those things. These are businesses that, again, are pushing in the same direction. You are believing free speech and all those sorts of things. Check it out, freedommarketplace.net. It's free for you to use, by the way. Freedommarketplace.net. All right. This last example, again, we're looking at having a discussion today that the problems in this country are not just political anymore. It's good versus wrong. It's right. It's good versus evil, right versus wrong in many cases. I'm not saying in every case, there certainly can still be political fights. But one of these things that have been happening for a long time is the weaponization of, well, using political power to go after your political opponents. And make no mistake, this has happened a whole lot to President Trump. From the Russian collusion delusion, that hoax, to the spying on his campaign, to impeachment one, impeachment two, to the way that the media has covered his presidency, the way that they're calling him a fascist and a dictator. They can't even define what a fascist is, but they've stirred people up into a frenzy. This is not about politics. They're calling into question things about him personally, his integrity, his intentions, the purposes that he has set forth. He's been called a racist and everything else. Of course, if you ask people for examples of how he's any of these things, they either won't know what to say or they'll give an example that once you understand the full context of the comment, isn't what they tell you that it is. Like, for example, the comments that say Trump said that there were good people on both sides, the neo-Nazis and the people who were fighting the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, Virginia. That's not the case. Trump was saying there were good people on both sides of the original argument, which brought both sides to Charlottesville, which was the fight over Civil War statues and monuments. There were good people on both sides. Some people didn't want those statues to exist anymore. Others did because it was part of our history. And the media has lied about what Trump meant from that. This is a common standard sort of practice. We also have seen intelligence that has been weaponized against the president, President Trump. We've seen the criminal charges that were pursued. We saw in New York City a civil lawsuit that had never been pursued in the way that it had. And, of course, Trump paid a record penalty settlement, amount of money that no one had been forced to pay before regarding that, a private citizen. And so it has happened all over the place. This is not a good thing. This is actually very evil and unacceptable in a free country. And so Tulsi Gabbard, under the direction of Trump, they've said, look, we've had people that have abused their power. We're removing their security clearances. To that I say, kudos. Remember, we had 51 intelligence officers who wrote a letter after the Hunter Biden laptop story came out in 2020, or didn't come out, depending upon how you look at that. And they told us not to worry. It was all part of a coordinated Russian misinformation campaign. That it had all the hallmarks of that. It was nothing to be worried about. Of course, we know that the Hunter Biden laptop story is actually 100% real. And we still don't have all the answers we need regarding that. But nonetheless, these folks have been lying and conniving and deceiving for a long, long time. And in this case, America's chickens, as Jeremiah Wright would say, have come home to roost. This is some of the necessary work that needs to be done to clean up this republic. Let me say this, though, in closing, my friends, and you're going to hear the music start here in just a second. But I'm going to tell you that at the core of all this, we have right versus wrong, good versus evil in many of these things that are manifesting themselves across the political battlefield today. But at its core, this nation is in a spiritual crisis. It's at a spiritual crisis. We need Jesus, my friends. I got to go. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.